do, you know, yeah. We've done too much in the way, really, of like, yeah, John Whittaker, we brought in at the top level, and because it was very loyal, you know, that stuff, it was a stupid thing to do. It's wrong. He's not been badly treated. Len has spent the last 4 years, he's traveled all over the world, he's gone any place he wanted to go when he wanted to do it.
I agree. No, I was thinking of the title business, that you understand that these things mean things to people.
Have you remembered, the original plan was for Len to work in a law firm and be a kitchen cabinet type, outside, and then he made the strong pitch,
sure,
couldn't be effective, wanted to come in,
sure,
came in on exactly his terms.
All right, you work it out, will you, just so that Carmen has his proper...
Yeah, right.
I don't give a one damn about it. That's not the money. That money's good. So
do you have anything with regard to
whether the letter people have letters or whether...
I don't have the report back.
You give that as soon as I've got to dictate that letter myself. It's a small thing, but I've got to do it right. About this meeting, when do you think we could start, we could have it? I think we've got to get really going on you, Ehrlichman. A real nut cutting meeting about this, because I hear names thrown around in the hood that I never heard of.
And, well, the names thrown around in all of them,
you haven't heard of. Well, what I mean is that I'd like to see, and then you hear this fellow named Dent and all the rest that we've talked about. And, of course, we've got to get Peterson off the pot to get him to say what he wants to do.
Do you think he's trying to get... Schultz is supposed to have the answer. Schultz just arrived, so he should have the answer.
What is your feeling on Peterson? Suppose he doesn't want that. You let him stay in commerce?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't think... Now is the time to make the change. You don't feel comfortable with him. You're not going to continue. You're going to continue not to feel comfortable with him. I think we ought to make the change.
But I think he's set up right now.
But I think he's money smart.
Sure, he does. He contributes a lot.
Okay.
But on the other hand,
there are plenty of smart people.
Sure.
That will contribute a lot that you'll want.
And rather basically, you don't want.
He was never a loyalist.
I agree.
Yeah. I think your concern about his being a Percy type is valid. He is. He is very close to Chuck. That is disloyalty to you, and I don't think he is disloyal to you. I don't think he's loyal either.
I could spend a couple hours with him and enormously affect that book.
You agree?
Yes, sir.
I think I should.
I know. Work out something. You let Colson know that he ought to turn the heat on the door, too, then.
Yes, sir.
Webster for the IRS one, right? I'll go over these things with you later. I want to get some of these things settled, like the Scally on the UN.
I don't know. That's really your judgment more than anything else. There's the traditionalist thing. Like Earl and Tigger both thought you were kidding. Still think you were. You're serious. And I know you're serious.
Right.
I just think it's a good place for him. I really don't see why it's a bad call.
You know, compare it in brain power with the other people we've had there. Scully's a smartphone. The real question is whether or not it would drive Henry up the wall.
Miami needs to be driven up the wall a bit.
Yeah, that's fine. If it happens, it's the UN that really drives Henry up the wall. Let's face it.
Is the key is the UN. You can't get anything.
Well, you can't get some good things done.
It doesn't matter, but you can't get into trouble there. And Scully does have a potential for getting into trouble. And,
Henry, you should get off of this thing and this fetish of the secret meetings. Now that he's going over there, you know, he wanted to move the truck today from that threat. Bob, if it comes up again, how many doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference? In fact, he's looking a little, we're looking foolish there. Well, it has to be secret. Well, there's no secret to cease to this damn stuff anymore. This is, again, Henry's ploy as much as theirs, you know. It's going to come up, it occurred to me. You've got to feel properly. I told you that in order to make this stuff work with the time-life thing, it had to be across the board. Here's the whole debt. and so forth and so on. Now, I want you to enforce that with Henry. It's occurred to me, I hadn't realized it was this late in the year, is there end of the year business. Now I have to do it pretty soon. My guess is that in order to give us the needle, they might try to do it, give it to Henry. If they did that, then Henry should not get the manager. I think it would be a terrible reflection on it. I mean, Henry, you know what I mean? It's just, when you stop to think of what happened this year, these things. I mean, Henry's got to get himself in the proper perspective. China, maybe Russia, and the campaign. Frankly, I did. Henry did not. And, of course, Vietnam, the same. And they just got to understand that. I don't get to want the goddamn man of the year. I think it's a total pain in the ass. Remember last year you had to give the bastards an interview. And I wasn't given the interviews. But on the other hand, Henry, I used to be told, used to be ordered, under no circumstances, he should cooperate. Well, I can talk and direct, move him in the right direction. I just can't get over the fact that he's gone over these interviews. He has never done it yet. And I have never, he says, society and this and that. I'm going to write something good. And you read the goddamn piece and you read one sentence in it. I just feel that Bill Rogers on this point, despite his own almost insane jealousy, Bill is right on his judgment on this because he's spoken about it on other occasions and I brushed it off but don't you think he is? I think Henry is that was what was revealing about the Italian. And we can't let this happen. This is just wrong. What do you have any in mind?
Well, first of all, we've got to find out, and we won't be able to for a little bit, but we will pretty soon, what direction China is going.
Well, it's already the 21st. They either have to give it to me or they're going to have to give it to somebody like me.
But they'll argue that not giving it to you because of them giving it to me last year.
I don't know if they gave it to John Johnson 2 years ago.
It would be a
landslide,
the Russian summit, the China summit.
To the progress of Vietnam.
Well, the conclusion of Vietnam by the time they come out.
Maybe. With the New York trip, making sure that they have a reservation for. We have to have the 4-bedroom suite.
You've got the presidential suite.
But you have a room for baby. 4 bedrooms. And our family uses 4 bedrooms. So they'll all like to have the same 4 bedrooms.
On this skeleton.
That also puts other things into play. If we don't get him, I'm going to put the Italian in that cabinet. If I have to get a guy, they get one by pushing it on. See, we don't have any other cabinet any other type. Where else? Wouldn't you rather have the Italian there than screwing a B2D? Steele,
she had a good one, yeah, but we don't want it. It's hard to believe that there is. In fact, it's impossible to believe that there isn't a good Italian.
Sure, true, isn't it?
I tell you, they really have worked at it.
I know.
Before. No, try that.
On West, your IRS, I will assume that's done. You're to tell me if there's any shift. I don't want Schultz to pull a fast one on me here. Is that it? On this one, I'm going to have to see all the appointments down below. But when I made a thing like Webster, I just want to be sure it's done. Now, we've left the Brennan thing now to go.
The one from L.A. is an Irish Catholic, which was one of the reasons for looking at him. Plus, apparently, a superbly qualified young guy.
From HUD, but he's for HUD.
He would be, could be HUD or transportation.
Yeah. All right.
Superb. That interior, but you can't put him there.
No, because he's Union Oil Company. There's no way you can HUD.
The guy we're talking about, he's the super generalist from outside that can do it.
Would he come in and be like Pete Peterson?
No.
That's what I understand it.
No.
I've got to check.
Well, we've got to interview him. We've got to check him out. And he ended.
Yeah. One thing you've got to do, story, is check out. I'm a little concerned about is that much as I like Butts, I kind of have. feeling that he's going to want to run his own show too much. And I just wanted to let him know, I'll be sure that he's nailed down with regard to the fact that we're going to change all those people in his department. The other thing is,
John, I've made that clear to him.
Huh? Well, I want to be sure that John Ehrlichman makes that terribly clear to Morton. That that's all changing, including that, see, that son of a bitching park service. Morton is not about to change anything, is my view. The general feeling that Morton wants to stay, is that correct?
Yes.
And nobody's checked it, we don't know.
They will, before he comes in.
You don't know whether he's... They're just going to tell me, because we're going to... Well, you know, before we're going to have to offer him to stay. One thing you should know before you see Rockefeller is that he had dinner with Mitchell last night, and he's in great shape.
Yeah.
Very good. Except he did raise one thing. He said he had heard a rumor, or somebody somewhere had heard something. And I'm sure he got it from him. That Ellie Richardson was being considered for Secretary of Defense, and that he wanted John to know that he thought that would be a very bad appointment. That in his dealings with Elliot, he finds him totally untrustworthy, cannot be trusted. And secondly, that he would be running for president, and that would be a very bad thing to have as Secretary of Defense. Now, John knew it was Henry. Henry, of course, is a total son of a bitch to do this.
I don't know Henry did it, but I can't imagine.
Who else?
Nobody else knows we were.
Who else knew it?
Nobody.
That's right.
As far as except for Ehrlichman and me.
I really shouldn't have to see Rockefeller. I mean, it's getting tiring anyway.
Well, he is not going to raise it.
Those charges Mitchell have been using with him.
Mitchell's view was that you should not raise it.
That's the
only reason he's telling me is don't. He said just stay away from the Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
And don't raise it so you're in the position of being.
I talked to Colson briefly after there, and apparently he's in good shape about his situation.
Very.
And I told him
he's anxious to get it announced quickly.
I told him that.
Can't announce the White House staff.
I told them we couldn't do it until we got the others.
But you agree?
Absolutely.
Until we had them.
Well, the worst thing that could happen to him is to
have his announcement come out.
Well, we want his announcement to come first.
But it's everybody's the same allies.
Yeah.
They all think they're. That's just a big thing. Yeah, he was pushing last night for couldn't we move on his. And I said, oh,
there's a cycle we've got to go through, which we're working out. It works pretty well, as a matter of fact. But he's.
Well, isn't it your thought that we have the.
I say that I think it will be useful. I think we've got to force it, though, now, force feed him and get him out of here in 60 days.
Yeah.
For his own good.
Yeah.
And our own good. Malik, I think it would be a terrible loss to have him down in one of the departments at this point. And if he will take this other job, I will promise him a cabinet crafting. You can't jump Malik to cabinet right away. I know he figures he should be Secretary of Interior or something, but everybody figures he should jump right up. Bobby just can't quite do that.
Right.
But you agree?
Right.
It's like,
Well, I think you can. I think there's some pluses to putting Malik in the cabinet, but there's some real minuses too.
You know, there is for me. But Malik would be, I think Ash needs Malik. And needs him very, very much. And that we need Malik with Ash till Ash gets to know where the hell the family has worked. Yeah.
Well,
Wayne, sorry about it. We can get that, the information in the first place. Yeah, all right.
Expecting to return.
Well, I guess I won't have a long bullshit about it. I don't really care. The sign's the only one that matters, so I'll ask him about it. We'll work it out. I'd be glad to.
Yeah,
hit the right point.
Yeah.
I'm down first, of the National Committee thing on Bush is that we must set up his organization for. I, of course, we haven't even discussed that. Just occurred to me last night that after these we get Bush, and all of a sudden you'll go in there and you'll have the same old assholes they have Herman, and the rest will be running it again. But we can't do that. We must go in and clean the whole damn shop the hell out.
Well, the other problem, worst problem you got with him, which was the problem before we talked about, and this is a very close tie to Jimmy Allison, who was the little fat guy that
Right, what, yeah, right.
But then you go right back to that structure again, which would be too bad.
No.
I think Bush should be told, we've got new people, we do have some people I trust in mind for that, and
sure do.
A lot of places we ought to have some control. I really am very excited about it, Bob, if we can get Bush to do it. And if they put Brock in and Barbara Connell agreement, then we have a group of three, and I will meet with them, and I'll particularly meet with Bush. And we'll get the goddamn politics really going around here.
They can't object to you. Fine, guys, we're not.
Well, I think these men is counsel for the president with responsibility in these areas and comes across other things.
And it's not a, it's not a ex officio. That's
no.
The designation. You're selecting the man, not the job.
Yeah. The organization, by the way, I don't quite understand. Do I understand that we're moving Schultz into the White House?
Yeah.
Why did, on what ground do you move him in?
As assistant to the president for economic affairs.
What was Irving?
Irving is assistant president for domestic affairs.
What's the difference?
One, completely different. That's the whole idea, of the basic idea of the split is economic, domestic, and foreign.
Dual role. The others don't.
Covers part of domestic and part of foreign.
Just want to be sure. Anything you'll follow through if you will today.
Yeah.
You've got to set the organization up. Mr. Dance, the shape is going to be a hell of a hard thing to do. You've got to have a hell of a tough talk with him when he gets back.
Yeah.
What would you have in mind as to how you proceed?
Through this Vietnam cycle, I think. Well, maybe not. It'll be a little. And it's got to be reorganized. We've talked about it. We had a couple of good sessions at Kiva's game.
I'm not talking about reorganizing.
But that's the starting point. And then you go from there into the. And he's terribly distressed, as you know, about Roger staying on. And out of veiled threats on that. You know, you have to reconsider his position. So I would have said it. And I said, well,
I think, no, I really think we will.
I did.
That's why I just think there's to be no doubts about it.
Well, I don't think you take any bluffing from Henry anymore.
No.
And, you know, we took it before. And then my view, unless you want me to coddle, my view is, and I'm doing it now, just to play a very hard line with it. And when he gives me this shit, I say, fine, Henry,
that's right.
That's what you're going to have to do. That's what you're going to have to do. You can always go back and solve. I'm not going to do it anytime you want.
We're not going to do it.
But I think you're better off if I play a
also, Bob, there's got to be a time when Henry has to get out. And I'd like to get him out, frankly, in 6 months. Even if, you know what I mean? And so he's playing so many different games, and he's also becoming so insufferable with his relations with other people. He's confusing his job now with this.
If I find a rational time, you know, when he isn't all hung up about something, I think, or either that, or use the time when he is hung up.
You know why he's concerned about Rogers? Real concern. He knows it's going to cause him any trouble, right?
That's right. He knows
that department's reorganized. He knows it.
No, that's at least his argument is that just
that all that be reorganized. That's not true.
Well, we know that.
We are.
He argues it can't be reorganized as long as Rogers is there because the new people will be Rogers' people. Rogers
we're picking up.
Jumps. Yeah, but Rogers jumps the middle level. He sets the lower people directly to him and ignores the undersecretary level.
But we're not doing it that way. But I mean, that isn't Hammond's real argument. His real argument is, just like Rogers' real argument, reverse. Who gets credit? Who gets out first? Who wins? That's what they're relaying.
Oh, yeah.
Rogers wants Henry fired first. And Henry, Rogers wants to outlast Henry.
Yeah.
Henry wants to outlast Rogers. Now, well, that's the key to this thing.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that, that's really deep down. That's the thing that's eating Henry. And Henry's not to race anymore with me.
Now, I have not, you should know, I have not indicated to Henry any timetable for Rogers.
Don't ever indicate.
So he doesn't know that I have a...
Don't ever indicate.
He says, how do you know he'll leave at all? And I say, I know he'll... I said, I know he will.
I have to put it this
right
way.
Time.
Roger wants to leave after he finishes some ongoing things.
I did.
When will those ongoing things pick? I don't know. That's all I said. You see, I put it that way.
Well, that's exactly consistent with what I said, so that's fine. I purposely left it confused as far as Henry's concerned as to when it would be.
Rogers.
Yeah.
What do they want us to do? Just bring Rogers in and fire him?
Yeah.
What round?
On the basis that there's a change of administration, this is the time to move people out.
Do you think that's what we should do?
No.
What do you really think?
I didn't think it was.
I didn't think
it is now. I think we've got what we want now. All I wanted was to get him out. I don't think it matters whether it's January or June.
We had to get him out and get control of the department now, which you've got with your conversation. But the other thing is,
I may not be able to hang on to it. I'm going to have to fight for it to keep control. Because Rogers isn't going to, you know, he's paid lip service now. He's on the mat now. He's trying to, he's playing whatever he needs to stay.
We're going to do it back up. But the more I think about it, where the reason that I'm concerned with the Rush thing, I don't think I could offer Rush the secretaryship.
That's right. Yeah. And that last night.
See, that's the thing. See,
what I was thinking last night.
What I'm concerned about, you see, is Common ought to be the assistant president. I told Colson last night that Common is the man. I'm getting this around. It's Colson to I said, who are you for? He said, well, it can't be Egg. I said, well, who should it be? He said, it's got to be Common. I said, all right, work for him. That's fire now. You see,
I'm all for that.
Now, let me work on that. Oh, I'm going to stay miles away from it, except that, you know what I mean? Ned knows that I have no objection,
right? But that's all it
helps.
A few signals like that.
The point that I make is this. With Connolly, what is your honest feeling? Should we bring him in as Secretary of State?
Maybe so.
I frankly think it's probably better you get the assistant president role. You may have a...
Well, let's try a different part of it here.
A little too strong on state,
which I was going to suggest, but I didn't want to with the group last night.
Yeah.
On state, instead of bringing Rush in now, as deputy, make Rush ambassador to Paris or something. For now. Well, just put him out in the field in a good post.
Yeah.
With the idea that when Rogers leaves, you got him on the bench ready to bring in a secretary if you want a weak secretary to just fill the top spot. But put Casey in now as deputy and leave him there. So that Casey can get started and can get started with the right kind of stroke. The problem is, if you put Rush in now, Rush isn't going to do anything. Maybe it still works. And make Casey undersecretary. They'll do it if you tell them.
What would Casey be? So,
Casey would be undersecretary for administration.
And then is that the man? And then Rush, then I would tell Rush to delegate those responsibilities to Casey.
That's right.
Rush will play that game.
That's right.
Rush is a ball player. And Rush will get out when he wants. He's 62 or 3 years old anyway.
Right.
I can talk to him. I say, Ken, at the end of this period, I don't know what's going to happen if Bill leaves. I said, Ken, I just don't know if he does. I don't know when he does. But I think it may leave.
You tell me, I want you in the second spot. We're going to have to play some very tough games in there.
Right.
And we need you to sort of smooth them over as we go here.
That's right.
Bill Casey.
But I want Bill Casey. I want Bill Casey. And I don't want you to think that. I want him to do it, and he's to have the responsibility, and I want you to back him up. He's to house clean the State Department. He's going to go right down the line. Now, you take it under those circumstances. Now, who are you going to put in, and who do we put in? Now, to Casey, you've got to commit that you are going to move into deputy, I think.
Yeah.
leave him as under secretary for administration.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He'll be the deputy secretary of state. He's just on this as a holding position right now.
That's right.
It's one way or the other.
And then what do we do with the economic job?
We've got that open, haven't we? It's a nice one that we have open for somebody.
Well, you got a thing there. Ingersoll would be damn good at that if you want to get your man in there. Or we can find somebody else for that.
Oh, Ingersoll's very good at Japan. That's very important post.
If then you get prepared, what do you do with Alex Johnson?
Alex is out.
You're not going to give an investor post?
We need Ingersoll a bit in Japan.
Okay. That's the argument of the people that know the substance. They say you can't put Alex back in Japan. Oh, what's screwed up there? He's screwed up. And Ingersoll is doing a good job. And
Alex is good. I just think Alex is 64 years old. He ought to retire. Yeah. The Medal of Freedom or whatever the hell it is.
At the top, he was under Secretary of State. That's a good time to go out. He shouldn't go back to being an investor.
What did Rogers want to do with Johnson?
Henry is the one who says you got to give him an ambassadorship.
I want to keep Henry, though, out of this business. I don't. Let me say one thing that's very important on these appointments, and I'm glad they're happening while Henry's not here. I want these people not to talk to Henry. Otherwise, you know, Henry will figure he's got a line into them, and I'm not going to have that coming anymore. Who's going to give us any trouble about wanting to be in the cabinet, is he, or anything?
No.
I'm sure he doesn't want it.
No. At least from what Mitchell said, he's not. He's in very good shape. He doesn't want it. John says, I do think he's very seriously keeping his options open for running in 76.
That's fine. Rockefeller's thing at his age and reading books and so forth and so on.
He's your only fallback possibility at the moment, really. Buster, you're going to talk with him about CIA, but not block it, is that it?
I don't think we should. What do you think?
I'm just going to see where it is. That's not a bad position to be in. We don't need to lock any of these cells. And just get his reading on that as a possibility. I think that's where you want him, though. I don't think it seems kind of silly to worry about him in the energy business.
Well, I, on second thought, I think we could let Flanagan, as an inside man, continue to do a hell of a lot of energy. Ehrlichman can't leave that to some people like, you know, Holland or Cole or any of those people or Whitaker. They aren't up to it. They really aren't, you know. But Flanagan, I will give him credit. He does understand this big international crap.
Sure he does. Sure he does. He can be a big amount. Great help to George in that area.
George is tougher than George.
And that's good.
Flanagan will be very useful, I think, in keeping him exactly where he is if he's willing to stay. And I've got it beautifully worked out because he's going to stay. I say, look, as I said, companion in marriage. See how it works.
Sure.
But we'll use Flanagan there, but keep him on the energy thing. We might keep him with the we go. But telling people low profile, that's the main thing to tell Pete,
right?
Keep your profile low, etc. Because as I told him, I said, time is a great healer here. Now let's suppose he stays in that thing 3 years. I would not then have the problem of having him go up for something, see? But you can't do it when it's so fresh in their minds. You know, the scandal thing is too fresh in people's minds to just simply throw down the gauntlet to the Senate right now.
Right.
That's the trouble with Colson, Bob. That's the trouble with even our younger White House guys, and it's the trouble with planning. Throw down the gauntlet to them, send them name on. That's my feeling, at least. I don't know quite how that could after that experience of yours, so.
This morning, fine, that's going to be.
Well, what are you going to say to
him? We're going to lunch.
First, I think the way I would start it, if I could suggest, and let me just say my thoughts on your payment, John. I'd say, Herb, the president has reorganized the White House staff. The campaign is over and the rest. He believes that looking back over the past 4 years, we have had an impossible situation with the office of, what do you call it, communications and the press office and so forth. You can only have one person in charge. That one person, the president decides, has to be the press secretary. It is going to be Ziegler. That means that the Office of Communications will be retained, but on a completely slimmed down thing basis. Don't tell him Colson's leaving. You know, I mean, just, oh, I guess you can.
I think it's better to tell.
Yeah, I tell him, for example, post that if he's have to finish this up, that we're getting that office out, and we're getting this office out, and the communications office basically is going to be just that. Understand? We can then make it something different later if we want. You know, if you hear your idea of bringing that high power phone.
Right now.
Frank Dale is what we talked about.
Right.
Okay. Now, Herb, under the circumstances, you should not stay in this thing. We thought of the whole thing. There's a cabinet position, really, that would fill. But ambassador to Mexico is the president of the job. In government, the president of the government should stay. On the other hand, I'll be right there. On the other hand, if there's anything you want on the outside, you can have it. Now, I don't know how Herb handles himself in these situations. I didn't go around for it before, you know.
Very difficult, but I'll look, go through that.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you mean difficult? Just
he'll come up with a lot of he's a marshmallow. So he's, you know, you get it all set here and squirts out over there.
Well, just say Herb, it's been decided. The president's decided and he's thought it through. And frankly, it affects a lot of other people. You say, what are you going to talk about planning? See, we can't. See, it was going to make a better story than planning and we're leaving and Finch, we're leaving. Well, you have quite a few.
No, I'm going to say planning and we're keeping in a separate kind of role because of the shift in the economic. He won't care about
it. Don't even go into planning.
He won't care about
it. But Finch.
Colson maybe will need something.
Colson,
because he does.
Yeah.
He hates Colson.
Yeah.
And Colson's response to this will help.
Colson will be leaving. We're not going to bounce. Colson will go back to private life. He'll be leaving. And now on the date of his leaving, what are you going to get? That's the critical.
I'm going to say you should make this as soon as you can because it should be a your initiative, not the president's.
That's right.
And the thing we ought to discuss here is how to do it, not whether to do it.
And incidentally, the president is going to put in the new organization on January 1st.
Yeah.
Just say that. January 1st is when it's put in, not January 20th, before the Congress opens, so that everybody will know. Now, you should not
let us say December 15th, because that's what we are
going to do. December 15th, the White House organization is doing.
Okay. I'm just gonna say it's done for,
yeah,
I'll listen for a minute, and I'll say, don't put the president in a position of arguing.
I tried, because he's appreciative for that. And frankly, because
it is
the president thinks that you should go, he personally thinks that you would be very, very valuable in government as ambassador to Mexico. Because we need a good ambassador. We're going to put it to an end. But Herb, if you don't want that, the president thinks you will be, rather than in this position, at a downgraded position, which it is, which it has to be, because he's not running anymore. I wouldn't offer the National Committee crap.
I don't think so either.
But he is what he would be. He figured that you should be on the outside.
Or
good luck.